Now, government ministers, according to today's Irish Times, have signalled that they want as wide a reopening of society as possible in May and June. But as the COVID vaccine programme is suffering from supply shortfalls, how fast and how far should government push for reopening? Ciarán McCormack has this report.
It is great that we're making progress with the vaccine, and it certainly has changed the landscape ahead. Really need to take a cautious approach in considering what is reopened.
Professor Trish Kearney says we need to be mindful of past mistakes as we strive to reopen the economy and society. Could we reopen too quickly?
Yes, I think there is a real danger that we've made this mistake before, and let's not make it again. Now, the problem here is that the virus increases exponentially. And so you can go from a situation where the numbers look really good to being in a crisis situation in a relatively short period of time.
The UCC epidemiologist and a member of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group says we should avoid opening up too much too soon. In relation to outdoor hospitality, could it resume by June?
I think we are at a turning point, and I would personally think that we should really, as I said, focus on the fact that the schools are open and protect that, and you know, avoid opening up a whole lot of things in potentially increasing transmission and then having to potentially reverse decisions again.
On the question of whether we could open too quickly, Niall Moyna, DCU Professor of Health and Human Performance, is taking a conservative approach.
Obviously, we all want to see the economy and society opening up again. But personally, I believe we should take our time.
Professor Moyna says there are wider benefits to expanding outdoor activities.
Look, this has had a profound impact on both our physical and our mental health. And I think people are just dying to get out there. And we've learned to live with it. And I think people now understand, you know, that they have a responsibility as well. So I would be delighted to see a much wider opening for outdoor activities.
Professor Paddy Mallon, a consultant in infectious diseases at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, says reopening needs to be sustainable and balanced.
I think it's not so much a matter of how quickly we reopen, it's how sustainably we reopen. And if you look at where we are at the moment with the number of daily cases, we are not that far off the number of daily cases that we had back in December when we reopened last time. We all remember the consequences of that reopening. The question we've got to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do differently this time around to prevent what happened last time from happening again? How are we going to ensure that the reopening that we have this time is sustainable? At the moment, the vaccination program seems to be the big difference. But the question will be, is it going to be enough to stop another wave?
And can we do it safely and sustainably? Because there's a feeling within government that people are at the end of their tether.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a balance between what's realistically achievable versus what people really want. And we all want to have a return to as normal a life as possible. One of the key opportunities that we have this time around that we didn't have last time around is the ability to do much more widespread testing. Because the key to mitigating the spread of COVID-19 is identifying people that are positive so that they can prevent themselves from spreading the virus as they partake in day-to-day activities. The way to do that is to test more. But there's a big opportunity to really expand testing using novel testing techniques such as rapid antigen tests more widely in society as we open up, to enable people to take the necessary measures that they can to make sure that the reopening is as safe as possible.